Evet. Senate will please come to order, and would the clerk please call the roll.
Atkinson?
Here.
Bates?
Bates?
Beyer?
Beyer?
Brown?
Here.
Burdick? Burdick? Carter? Carter? Deckard? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? George? George? Gordley? Johnson? Johnson?
Here.
Cruz? Metzger?
Jack.
Monis Anderson?
Here.
Morissette? Morissette? Morse? Nelson? Prozonsky? Prozonsky? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Starby? Starby? Star C? Berger? Walker? Walker? Westlin? Westlin? Whitsitt? Winters? President Courtney?
Yes, he's here. A quorum being present, we will post the colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today's invocation for this special session, Senator Laurie Monis Anderson.
As this day begins, we pause to give thanks for all our senators and representatives and what they stand for. For those who changed their schedules and made sacrifices to be here, for the deep desire of each person here to do the greatest good, for our constituents, the people of Oregon, as they work and study today. We ask a blessing on all the elected officials and staff working for and with us, and a blessing on our homes, our families, and our businesses in our absence. We seek wisdom in addressing the challenges before us. We pray for Oregon's children and young adults that their education would make them strong of character, understanding of their humanity, and skilled for meaningful work. We pray for those who are suffering today, those who are troubled by illness or disability, especially those who cannot receive treatment. We pray for the poor that they may find food, clothing, and shelter, and that we may fulfill our duty of seeing that everyone's basic needs are met. Let us be thankful for the diverse experience and values represented in this chamber, and that we may be able to truly help our neediest brothers and sisters. Give us the grace to listen to each other and the sense to do what works. And when this session is ended, may we go in peace, knowing that we have given the best that is in us. Let us be proud to say that we made a difference in people's lives today. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Monis Anderson. The clerk will read the proclamation from the governor.
Whereas the Oregon Department of Human Services is facing a projected $136 million shortfall, primarily due to reductions in federal assistance and caseload increases that have occurred since passage of the agency budget in August 2005, and whereas Oregon's public education system, including Portland Public Schools, the largest school district in the state, requires additional resources in order to budget for and provide an appropriate education to Oregon students for the 2006-07 school year, now therefore, I, Theodore R. Kulongoski, Governor of the State of Oregon, pursuant to Article 5, Section 12 of the Oregon Constitution, hereby proclaim the 20th day of April, 2006, at 9 o'clock in the morning to be the convening of the Oregon Legislative Assembly for the purpose of addressing the projected budget shortfall of the Department of Human Services and providing additional resources to Oregon's public education system for the 2006-07 school year. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the great seal of the State of Oregon to be affixed, done at the Capitol in the city of Salem, in the State of Oregon, on this day, the 6th day of April, 2006, at 6:30 p.m.
The Credentials Committee report of January 10, 2005 stands, and all members of the Senate are eligible to serve in the special session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly. Recognize Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the 2005 regular session Senate rules, as amended, be adopted as the Senate rules for this special session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly.
Senator Brown has moved that the 2005 regular session Senate rules be amended. As amended, be adopted as the Senate rules for this special session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, leadership met in bipartisan agreement and bicameral agreement to adopt these rules. We urge your adoption.
Is there further discussion? If not, the question is on the adoption of special session rules. All those in favor answer aye as your names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter.
Senator Carter.
Deckard. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Starbee, Starcy, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney,
yes.
Not answering, George,
Absent.
George, voting no. Atkinson, Cruz, Whitsitt. 26 aye votes.
The motion is carried. Secretary of the Senate is directed to notify the Governor and the House of Representatives that the Senate has completed its organization and is ready for the business of the special session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly. I have made the following special session committee assignment effective immediately. Joint Special Session Committee. Senator Peter Courtney, co-chair. Senator Kate Brown, Senator Ted Ferrioli. Courtesies of the Senate. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've all read and heard the media reports of how seven legislators took control of the 73rd legislature, how they dictated what bills would be heard, what content of those bills would be, and which ones would pass and which ones would fail. How the constituents of the remaining 83 legislators were functionally disenfranchised. Those of us who experienced that session know the reports to be true. This special session feels like, as Yogi Berra would say, deja vu all over again. Speaking for myself, I was not asked what bills should be heard or what should be in those bills. In fact, I have been told that my votes are not needed, are irrelevant to this special session. We will be asked to adopt our Senate rules, then suspend those rules to facilitate the passage of five bills that we did not help to select or to write. Three of those five measures were introduced during the regular session, debated, and failed to pass. Our published Senate schedule suggests that we should forego debate and just vote these measures into law. As you know, we are still working on LC drafts. None of us has even seen the measures we are expected to vote on. Colleagues, this process is not working for me, and it's certainly not working for those I represent. Is it working for you? Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to echo the comments of my good colleague from Klamath Falls. And I've been told that we should keep politics out of this. Colleagues, this is all about politics. This is a special session that isn't needed for the purpose it was called. We know that. This is all about politics. And, Mr. President, my hope is that we will have the opportunity to really understand what we're voting on. My fear is our rush to get done really quick is going to have the majority of the people in this body voting on things they don't have full comprehension of. You know, during the regular session, a bill is in play for a long time before it ever comes to the floor. These bills that are in play now have been posted on the web as LC drafts. I haven't seen the actual bills yet. They will be printed later today, and then we're going to come in and vote on them. I think that is a disservice to the people I represent, that four people are making the decisions for 90. My hope is that we at least take enough time so that I can have full understanding of what I'm voting on, so I can explain it to the people that elected me to be here.
Thank you, Senator Coop. Recognize Senator Margaret Carter.
Mr. President, to remind returning to the order of courtesy.
Without objections, please feel free to do so.
Thank you. Mr. President, the National Organization of Black Elected Legislative Women are having a conference, a national conference in Oregon on June 29th through July 2nd. With me today are two women from U.S. Bank, Ms. Patricia Dobbins, who is the application consultant for U.S. Bank, and from Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield is Ms. K.L. Wallace, and so I'd like for the Senate to greet them. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Carr. Patricia K., we're very pleased you could be here today for this special session. We'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you. Hope you have a good day with us. Thank you. Recognize Senator Gordley, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This may fit under a courtesy or a remonstrance. I wanted to acknowledge the Oregon Public Access Network. On yesterday, I had the opportunity to watch the gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Joint Special Session Committee. And as a result of being able to watch your deliberations and hear the public testimony, I can tell you that I feel very comfortable moving forward with the bills that are in front of us for deliberation today. But beyond that, again, I just want to acknowledge those who are responsible for producing the Oregon Public Access Network, or OPAN. It's a great public information tool, a great educational tool, and I just hope that Oregonians are paying attention to what we have made available for them, and I congratulate the Joint Special Committee for their work yesterday.
Thank you, Senator Gorley. Your remarks will be entered under remonstrances. Recognize Senator Burdick. Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Still under the order of courtesy.
Without objection, we'll return to order courtesies. Go ahead, please.
I would like courtesies extended to my new legislative assistant, Kelsey Davies, and this is her first session, and so we hope to get some good on-the-job training for Kelsey. And I hope that many of you will be seeing her in the days to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Burdick. Kelsey, welcome you to the Oregon State Senate, and thank you for being willing to help us with our deliberation. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also ask the courtesies be extended to my new legislative assistant, April Robinson, who will be joining me from this time forward. And she was very excited about coming down for a special session, more excited than others, and I hope we give her a good first experience.
Thank you, Senator Rick Metzger. April, welcome to the Oregon Legislature in April. We hope you have a great day, and thank you for being willing to help us in our deliberations. Thank you. Messages. The clerk will read the message from the Secretary of State.
Dear President Courtney, on April 6, 2006, Governor Ted Kulongoski signed a proclamation calling for a special session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly beginning April 20, 2006. Therefore, and as provided in Section 15B, Article 5 of the Constitution of Oregon, we place before your honorable body the measure enacted by the 73rd Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon, January 10, 2005, regular session, which was vetoed by Governor Kulongoski following sine die to it, enrolled Senate Bill 1083. Enclosed, you will find the above bill and a copy of Governor Kulongoski's veto message. Sincerely, Bill Bradbury, Secretary of State.
If there is no objection, the Senate will dispense with reading the messages as the copies of the veto message and vetoed bill together with the message history have been placed on your desk. The message in its entirety shall be recorded in the journal and it is so ordered. Reports from conference committees, reports from special committees, propositions of motion recognize Senator Kate Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move it that in compliance with Article 4, Section 19 of the Oregon Constitution, and notwithstanding any provision of the Senate special session rules for the 73rd Legislative Assembly, the requirement that on each final passage, each bill shall be read section by section, be suspended for the duration of the special session, and that the requirement that every bill be read shall be read by title only on three several days in each House be suspended.
Senator Brown has moved that in compliance with Article 4, Section 19 of the Oregon Constitution, notwithstanding any provision of the Senate special rules for the 73rd Legislative Assembly, the requirement that on its final passage each bill shall be read section by section, be suspended for the duration of the special session, and that the requirement that every bill shall be read by title only on these several days in each House be suspended. The question will be, Senator Brown, to your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, leadership from both parties and both houses have met. We'd like to proceed forward with the substantive business of the session, and I urge an aye vote and ask for a call of the Senate, Mr. President.
Senator Farioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we fully support the rule suspension to facilitate this process. Later in the day, when there is a rule suspension question on second readings, we will have some additional information that the good majority leader and I have conferred on. So this is not that issue. We are in full support of the motion to move this process forward. We will have a question later on the second reading rule suspension.
Mr. President, I withdraw my call.
Thank you. The question before the Senate is on the suspension of the constitutional provisions. Those in favor answer by say aye, please, as your name is called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bates.
Aye.
Beyer.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Deckard.
Aye.
Deckard.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
George. Gordley. Gordley.
Senator Gordley.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
No.
Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Morse.
Senator Morse.
Nelson. Przonski. Ringo.
Aye.
Trader. Shields. Star B. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. Atkinson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Deckard. George. Star B.
Who are we looking for?
George.
Where's Senator George? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Absent Senator George. Voting no. Atkinson, Beyer, Cruz, Star C, Whitsitt. 24 aye votes.
Motion is carried. Senate will now take action. The governor's vetoed bill. Recognize Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that vetoed Senate Bill 1083, together with the governor's message, be laid on the table.
Senator Kate Brown has moved that the vetoed bill 1083, together with the governor's message, be laid on the table. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, the reader board is in error. Thank you, Mr. President. I believe there's agreement of parties to lay this measure on the table and for further use if needed by the body. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Brown.
For call the Senate.
Senator Kate Brown has demanded a call of the Senate. She's joined by Senator Devlin and Senator Rick Metzger. The doorkeepers will bar the door. Sergeant Lawrence will attend. The clerk will call the rolls.
Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckard. Devlin. Ferrioli. George. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prozonsky. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Starby. Starcy. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. President Courtney.
Here. All members subject to the call are present. The question is on laying the tabled veto Senate Bill 1083 together with the governor's message. All those in favor say aye as the name to call. All those opposed, clerk call the roll.
Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Deckard.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gordley.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Prozonsky.
Aye.
Ringo.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Shields.
Aye.
Starby. Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters,
yeah.
Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney,
yes,
and it will not affect
you. Voting no, Atkinson, Beyer, Ferrioli, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Starby, Starcy, Whitsitt, Winters, 20 aye votes.
The motion has carried. The action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. All right. We're trying to decide what the situation is in the House before we either take a recess or stand at ease. The Senate will stand in recess to 9:45.